of life, viva el sol, viva, viva overflow, viva, viva overflow, fountain of life, viva el sol, viva, viva, viva overflow, viva, viva overflow, fountain of life, be my soul, viva. Yes, take that progression. Viva, viva overflow, fountain of life, be my soul, viva, viva overflow. Look at me. Look at what I'm, yes. Riva, riva, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva, you are not getting it yet. Look at me. Riva, riva, overflow. Justice, come and help me. Wherever you are, just close your eyes, take your right hand, put on your thumb. It so happens that the spiritual belly and the physical one is located. Why is this sound like this? Why? It's too low. Come and help me and set it so. So you can, and I'm telling you to increase, you refuse. Riva, riva, overflow. Close your eyes. Stop looking around. Riva, riva, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. Riva, 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 overflow. It's inside. Call it forth. Call it forth. It's not outside. No, no, close your eyes, close your eyes. The only person you should be seeing is the Father himself. Determination in your heart is, if it is true that there is a river in me, let me test it, let me see it. Focus, focus inside. Focus, shut out, shut out. Shut out any thoughts. Every extra thought, shut it out, shut it out. Focus on the well, on the river, on the fountain. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, 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 overflow. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. Riva, riva, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva, riva, overflow. Riva, riva, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva, riva, overflow. Shakapa, riva. Sopakata baha, sapia pakata bela. Riva, riva, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Three more minutes. If you do it well, if you overflow, it's a fountain.
Fountain of God in my soul. Riva, riva, overflow.
Riva, riva, overflow.
Fountain of God in my soul. Riva, riva, overflow. Riva, riva, overflow.
Focus, focus. Focus! It's a fountain! Ha ha ha! Jesus said it will flow. If Jesus said it, then it will happen. Viva Riva overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Viva Riva overflow. Viva Riva overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Viva. Viva Riva overflow, fountain of life in our soul. Viva Riva overflow. Viva Riva overflow, fountain of life in our soul. Viva. Riva Riva overflow, fountain of life in our soul. Riva Riva overflow. Riva Riva overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva Riva overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva Riva overflow, Riva Riva overflow, fountain of life in my soul. Riva Riva overflow, holy Riva overflow, holy fountain in my soul. Riva Riva overflow, Riva Riva overflow, fountain of God in my soul. Riva Riva overflow. Riva Riva overflow, fountain of God in my soul. Riva Riva overflow. Riva Riva I need to hear the sound, because we need to fly today. If God will permit us, we need to fly. The reason is because sometimes the reason why God brings across what He brings across to us in the mood of spiritual disciplines, the pathways that He has ordained for us to make progress, is such that if a man yields himself to them, it will temper your heart to be able to accommodate what God is doing. Are you with me? So most times it's not so much about what you are doing, it's about what God wants to do. So God, most times He has to temper your heart, because possibly you have not encountered the weight of what is coming. It is strange in dimension. It is the things that you never know existed. That is what God is bringing across. So most times we need to temper our hearts like this. Temper our heart, so that when the influx, the avalanche begins to invade from heaven, it will be something that we can carry. John chapter 7 verse 37. John chapter 7. You see, one of the things that will begin to happen to you if God is teaching you mastery in the spirit is that some of the things you are setting as coordinates, it seems as if they are natural. They are not natural. These things are coordinates you are setting in the spirit. I have taught you people repeatedly the mechanism of hosting the spiritual dimension. I don't like this key. Don't know why. What's the name? No. The sound. Play again. Let me hear. In your mind, have you found me now? Find me now. It is for our corporate benefit. If you don't say the coordinates, well, they won't come. They will come, but it's just that this our realm is uncomfortable for them. So what we do by setting these things is to make it comfortable for them. Amen. So a young man was told to, he went to the river and played that one. He went to the river to fetch water. Suddenly a spirit came from the river. And the spirit said, I will teach you something. I will teach you the way of power. I will teach you the path where when you speak, when you do things, it will come to pass. The spirit began to teach him something. He said, bring something. Carve it like this. Eat pepper so that your soul will ascend. All these things are technologies. Technologies that we engage to host a spirit, because spirits, this realm is meant for man, and if spirits we invade it, then they will have to partner man. And one of the things those spirits begin to do is to educate you on what it takes to host them. No, let me do a teaching. Don't worry, let me do a teaching. Let's see if you can join me in 10 minutes. Let's hope it will work that time. So this technology, follow me, actually we don't need this. After all, Jesus didn't have it. The way I learned my own, I didn't actually use this to learn. It's just that over time we have to enhance what God is doing. I learned the brutal way. You know that way, your own, there is help. because they used to beat Eba and all those things. The way we learned, is this our voice? Our voice is the keyboard. Our voice is the strings. Our voice is the drum. We continue until heaven comes. That is why sometimes if we lead prayer, if we reach a point, if we notice that is, you know, there are sometimes you come, is the sound and the thing that is doing all the whole thing, you think you are praying, we now off it. So when we off everything, we now begin to pray. If he is the Holy Ghost, he can still help us. And as a matter of fact, sometimes he makes sure you are not now trusting on these things. It's him. This thing doesn't have any special power. It's the Holy Ghost that does everything. Meanwhile, when you begin to encounter spirits, they will teach you how to host their dimension in this realm. See, because this realm is not primarily their realm. Meanwhile, they want to exert their influence. And if it is true, they will have to partner a being that is domiciled, that this place is his realm. So what they do is that they will get your attention. By whatever means they get your attention, they will get your attention and begin to teach you. It doesn't matter whether it's the Holy Spirit, it doesn't matter whether it's angels, demons, Satan, whatever. They will have to get your attention. So imagine somebody like Gideon, like Moses. How the spirits got his attention is that, imagine you are walking on a path and suddenly the bush is burning. Meanwhile, it's a spirit that is seeking your attention. It is not about the burning bush, it's about the spirit that is seeking your attention. Meanwhile, the target of the spirit is to invade this realm. So the spirit began to teach that man, began to tell him a few things. Somebody like Moses said, put your hand here. Put his hand, he took it out, put it back again, the thing healed. Said, what are you holding here? He said, it's a rod. He said, drop it on the ground. Suddenly it turned to a serpent. And then the man told him, take it by the tail. He took it, it became his rod back. He's teaching him dimension. He's teaching him how to host things that are beyond this realm. And once a man begins to listen to the instruction of spirits, you with me? One of the things you will notice is that you will not be normal again. That is how many people actually, beyond the context of divine spirits and heavenly influence, demonic spirits, this is how they invaded men. Yes, this is how they lured your ancestors. You'll be walking on the way, they will tell you, that thing now, put it like this, put it like this. They put it, say, if you put it like this and put it like this, then this one will happen. And then the man will do it. And the kind of power that will come will give him advantage over his neighbor. Because you need to know that anytime Satan begins to invade this realm, if you trace his power and influence long enough, you will see that he has selfish agenda. Satan cannot be doing something that will not propagate his kingdom. So if he gives you power, it is to gain advantage over your neighbor. But if God gives you power, it's to help your neighbor. I hope you have heard that I said that the anointing of the Holy Spirit is fundamentally unselfish. Do you know what it means? It means that if you have the anointing, it is to help your neighbor. Many of the people that is in healing ministry, for an example, if you're a healing minister, one of the things you will notice is that you can come to a meeting and people will be healed, but you will be sick. Have you ever prayed for somebody and he's healed? And then, as the person is healed, your own has not gone. Because the anointing is supposed to minister to people. It is not for you, your own. They just lives by his own faith. Or rather, you can be ministered to by another person's anointing. And that person will be ministered to by another person's anointing. And that other person will be ministered to by another person. By the time you are through, you would have gone in a cycle. So you will not know. Some people will look at you and say, they don't want to hear what you are saying. What they don't know is that the person they are listening to is listening to somebody that is listening to somebody that is listening to you. It is the same thing. God will not tell them because human beings are not wise enough. So they think they are now wise. They don't want to listen to this person. You are just joking. You are joking because the person that you are listening to, that is listening to, that is listening to, is listening to. And we too, we are listening to so that that person will listen to, so that is a cycle. And the Spirit does it, God does it that way deliberately, so that you will recognize your dependency on Him. Eh? Selfishness is man's declaration of independence from God. That is the teaching of the tree. What did I say now? No, what did I say before it? The teaching of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is self, selfishness. So, man never knew that there is a capacity to operate from himself. So, Satan suggested it. Said, by the interaction with this tree now, you can function from self, independent of God. So, man partook, thinking that he's free. There is something they taught us in logic and philosophy in campus those days, I think 200 level. They said, I'm forgetting who made that quote. He said that man is free, but everywhere in chains. Man is what? But everywhere in chains. In other words, there is no man that is really free. Yes, there is no man. No matter what, you are not. Even when Jesus saves you, he gives you his yoke. So he told you in the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28, he said, come unto me, O ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, take upon me, show me so that I will be correct. So he said that there is some such a thing as heavy laden, but when we take it away and take the yoke away, and heavy laden, I will give you rest. The next verse, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. So there is no time a man is yokeless. It's either you choose the yoke that is light, or you choose the one of the devil. That one is too heavy, no man can carry it. Okay, go back to John chapter 7. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So in this place, Jesus is standing as a bartender. In this place now, Jesus is standing as what? A bartender. Meanwhile, he is making a call to men. And his call is whosoever thirst. In other words, there are people that can gather around, but they are not thirsty for Jesus. They are not thirsty, and the extent to which you can interact with whatever is coming is dependent on your thirst. Are you getting the point? And remember, this scripture is saying, in the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. In other words, the feast has been going on. Is it not true? Yet on the last day, Jesus still said, if you still thirst. There is something we need to learn from this place. He's trying to say that you had banquet yesterday and feasted. Eh? Like I saw you people at that corner. You had banquet and feasted. The Lord will help us. So, that you had banquet and feasted doesn't mean that tomorrow you won't still be hungry. It is that physical thing is a representation of something that is divine. That is the only way you can sustain a perpetual longing
for God himself. So he planted it in your heart, so that after many seasons of coming to the bar, you will still come tomorrow. On the last day, Jesus still said, if any man thirst, let him come and drink. On the last day. That means we have been dispensing for days. We have been dispensing for long. We have been dispensing, yet on the last day, if you are still hungry, if you are still hungry, if you are still thirsty, come. 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 Now, look at this kind of drink. Verse 38. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. See, the representation of what is belly is actually deeper than what you normally think about. The belly is the deepest place that a man functions by. You don't really understand what this belly means, because this belly have to strike a place that is so deep that you can flow subconsciously from there. Huh? The location of this belly is the fountain of your heart, the place from which you operate as a human being subconsciously. Are you getting the point? Now, there are things you don't need to think about, you do. Are you getting the point? These things, you do it. One of the proof that something has entered your heart is that even if you see yourself in the dream, you do it. One of the proof that something has entered your heart is that even if you say, I don't want to do it, you still see yourself do it. It is a proof that he has entered the fountain. And the fountain is the wellspring of life. Huh? The wellspring of life is... The life is not... It's not just about the fact that there is life there. It is possible that there is no life. What is important is that it is a well. And if it will have effect on you, have effect on your neighbor, your family, the society, the nations, then it has to come from that well. Now, what comes from that well is what affects people. That is the challenge. So, the target is that Jesus needed to do something about the belly, because that is the fountain. The fountain. The fountain. He needed to fill the fountain with something. He needed to fill it, because the capacity of this fountain cannot be imagined, because of the fact that God constructed it in such a way. Actually, Satan is also looking for this fountain. Satan is looking for this fountain, because this is where men live by. This is where things spring forth. Actually, when you go to the book of John chapter 4, when the scripture was talking about the well there, the scripture said, called it the wellspring of life. Meaning that this is where life comes from. In other words, you don't live differently from what has entered here. So what Jesus needed to do to make sure that the potentials of the river that is bringing, and remember, this river is the river of living water. Now remember that we don't just call it river, we make sure that we call it the rivers of living water. In other words, God constructed, follow me now, God constructed your heart. Are you with me? Follow me. If you are with me, say amen. God constructed your heart and put a fountain there. And he didn't just put a fountain, he put a causeway. Those causeways through which things can flow out of your heart is called rivers. So river is not necessarily, a river doesn't necessarily contain water. That's what I want you to know. But what is important is that you understand the morphology of your heart that is constructed in many ways. There is a way your heart is constructed. It is constructed as a wellspring. That is why the scripture said that guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it flows. So if it flows, that means it's like a wellspring, a fountain. When you put something in that fountain, it has capacity to flow. But that something has capacity to flow, it has to have channels. Those channels is what we now call rivers. So it is from there that something flows out. Now that is one. Now in this context, Jesus now said that we will get something into your belly, and from there it will now flow out. He said that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So God went to the fountain of your belly and did something. Jesus told you he will do something. And when what he planned to do is to go to your belly and plant a fountain of the river of life. This living water, he will plant a fountain. That is what we are trying to explain yesterday. What he planned to do is to sink a well inside of you. Sink a fountain. Meanwhile, that is not the end of the story. Huh? Because when he sinks a fountain, you know that sometimes you need to pump the water. The reason why Jesus needed to sink the fountain is such that you don't need to come out and go and fetch from outside. Everything you need to water is inside. In fact, the capacity of a fountain that has been sunk is such that it can produce more than it needs. Actually, that is God's target. We'll get there. God's target is that out of you shall what? Flow. And if it is true that river flowed out of you, it will touch you first. Is it not true? Then from you, it will touch everything that is around you. Follow me. I'm trying to, you know, I notice these days, maybe God wanted me to lay this thing, teach it, you know, because we need to fly. The days are coming. Men will look for bread, they won't see. They will look for water, they won't see. I speak in parables. The days are here already where there will be scarcity of bread and scarcity of water. In those days, you will need to know how to find the fountain. The fountain. That's what I'm trying to teach you. As a matter of fact, that you pray doesn't mean you touch the fountain. You have heard the story I told you. A young lady went to the mountain and prayed for 7 hours. She came back very dry. She said, "What happened? I thought they said we should pray. That when you pray, something begins to happen." But she prayed and nothing happened. That's when she realized that there is a river that waters you. That river is what waters you. And that river is what waters your generation. That river. We must touch it anytime. In fact, sometimes we need to leave it to pump continuously. Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Maybe let me start from here. I want to just do an exhortation on what I titled fountains, tributaries, and intensities. Fountains, tributaries, and intensities. Did you notice something from this scripture, sister? That it seems as if Jesus is pointing to a fountain. This is not a possibility that is given to men in the old covenant. That was the revelation that God was trying to bring across to us when he was revealing to us the woman that was at the well at Sychar. Men have to come and fetch, and then they go back. The day you didn't appear at that well, you will not feel the refreshment that you need in your heart. No, touch this. I'm talking to you. See, when I talk, I'm not talking to somebody somewhere. No, you. Yeah. So the river, the target of God is to first sink a fountain in you. Something that can survive any weather. Something that doesn't need external support. That is what many of your pastors and many people can't tell you. They can't tell you that there is a possibility of you touching everything they touched. Because that is the intention of Jesus. That is why he have to sink a fountain. There is nothing a man can teach you that can bring you to the depths of God except a fountain is sunk in you, and then you'll be ferried by that river into everything that God has ordained for you. Every other teaching is more like a guidance. A guiding, your feet is being guided on that path. Meanwhile, God have to what? Sink a fountain. He needs to control your life from the command tower that is inside. He says, so whosoever believe, he said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Rivers flow because there is a fountain. When you trace a river long enough, you will find the fountainhead. The focus is not just about the flowing. The focus is about the fountainhead. Because sometimes people see river, they won't know that river is not connected to a fountain. And if it is not connected to a fountain, then the flow is seasonal. There are seasons you feel dry. There are seasons you want to pray. There are seasons you don't want to pray. There are seasons you feel you are high in God. Some seasons you are low. You feel anointed. You don't feel anointed. You feel you are doing well. You don't feel you are doing. You don't know the fountain yet. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But when a man knows the fountainhead, he has found the key to consistency in God. Because in that fountainhead, you can cause the river to flow anytime, any day, anywhere, in any circumstance. Out of your belly shall flow. So that even when Jesus is hanging on the cross, he can still cause the river to flow. Even when they were about to arrest him to go and crucify him, he asked them, who do you seek? All of them fell. Because even at that time, he can conjure anything. He is in touch. He's in touch with the fountainhead. In the old covenant, men have to go and consult. But in the new covenant, all they needed to do was to look inside, and they find it. Out of your belly. Out of your belly. You don't know how much. You don't know how much life depends on this river. Sustenance depends on this river. Are you sure you are focused? Life depends on this river. Sustenance depends on it. Nothing happens except this river flows. And the representation of what is happening here is actually heavenly in scope. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, this particular river conveys life, carries life. It carries life. It carries life. It is the vehicle of life. And the next thing you will notice when we begin to mention the word river is that the intention of God is that his life should not be stored. The water should not be stored. It is not called a sea. It's not called a, it's a river. Because the target, the word river is the word is just to represent a flow. A flow. Yeah. The purpose, this river can only realize his potential when it begins to flow. That is why he has to show you, you don't need to be afraid, because what is sunk is a fountain. It can't finish. As long as you know the way to the fountainhead, it can't finish. And the possibilities, the powers, the intensities begins to increase when you find a way to cause it to flow. The more it flows, the more it gains power. The more it flows, the more it gains effect. The more it flows, the more you master the path of its flow. There are flow paths. that you master when the river flow long enough. When it flows long enough, you will know how it, when you begin, you can sense it, you will know that this is how God wants to flow. Because the life flows in the mode of a river. So sometimes people like Benny Hinn will appear in a meeting and say that it seems as if life is being, the anointing is funneled through him. The only way he is able to conduct, in fact, he is just a conductor. The river is like a conductor of life. So when the river appears, we know that life has appeared, because it's not just a river, it's a river that is filled with life. This is what God put inside of a believer. Because God's intent is that the nations, everything that comes in contact with that river, will receive the ministration from that river. And you know that God's answer, are you sure you are with me? No, you are not with me. The purpose of God is that he will answer to everything by life. That is why he has to sing that river. And he has made us not just people that will taste of the river and benefit. But he said, my target is not just to allow you to benefit. My target is to sink another one in you. So that because of the well that is sunk in you, any man that touches you will benefit of the same thing that you are benefiting from. Are you getting the point now? So God's target is that every single thing in creature will survive by the flow of that river. So except the river flows, there is no survivor. Sustenance and life is dependent on the flow. When there is no flow, there is no sustenance. When there is no flow, there is no life. When there is no flow, there is no power. When there is no flow, there is no nutrients. There is no substance to be ministered. The things will just be potent. The things will not have the capacity to flow to where it is needed. You see, because there are you with me? That is why we said what we are looking at is fountains, tributaries. If it is true that the things that are caused are just inside of him and has no capacity to flow out of him, then all of us will die, because we are dependent on him. And our dependence is ministered to as a result of the flow that came out of him. So Jesus is telling us that his desire is not just to cause us to receive of the flow and benefit, but when you drink of that river, it will cause you to become a fountain yourself. So that the same thing that you benefited from men can benefit from it. That is his answer to what is ailing our society. Something flows out of the fountainhead. Meanwhile, men will be looking at it and be thinking that this thing came from the earth. They won't know that it came from God himself. Because Jesus, the river came from him. He gave you and you began to flow the way he flows. Are you with me? That is the only way, the pattern that God has ordained, that the believer can minister life. That is the pattern. That is the mode through which a believer ministers life. So a believer that has not understood the flow of the river of life will carry God in himself and will never experience the depths of him. You will be moving from pillar to post seeking for what is already inside of you, because you don't understand the flow of the river. You don't even know where the fountainhead is situated inside of you, because the things you are still seeking is still outside. Meanwhile, you don't know that all the answers is already inside. You don't pay attention. You don't give attention to the fountain that is inside. Jesus said that when you believe, when you drink of this river, what will happen is that a fountain will be sunk inside of you. And then he said, rivers of living water. Showing us that his target is not for you to just drink a river. Remember, the scripture said what? Rivers. That means that there is one fountainhead, but there are many tributaries. And I found out that many believers just only sunk one fountain. They just drank of one river all their life. Since we are born again, it's only one river that is still flowing. Meanwhile, the scripture said what? Rivers. How many rivers have you been brought through? Many men that we are great in our generation, they just function by just one of the tributaries.
of the rivers of the Spirit, and they shook nations because of how much they gave themselves to the education of that river. It seems as if they have mastered it, because they are not the originators. They were just educated on the flow of the river. So sometimes when they appear, something flows out of them. They know that something has been sunk. All they need to do is to find a fountainhead and angulate themselves in such a way that the life can flow out of them. Just one tributary of the river, and their generation was shook. The foundations of the earth knew that they appeared, because they know how to administrate the flow of the river. They know how to target it. They know how to channel it. Brothers and sisters, there are channels in your spirit. There are rivers, there are causeways, there are tributaries, there are paths, and the fountain begins to flow in the particular direction according to your understanding, according to the rivers, the pathways that you have made available for that river. For many years, men have depended on one flow of the river. Some of them will live and die experiencing just one tributary of the Spirit. Meanwhile, his desire is that out of your belly shall what rivers? Rivers. 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 The fountain has the answer to what every man seeks. You have not found the river yet. Yes, it is the fountain of life. You don't know what is life. Life is the answer to everything that death has brought. Even before death appeared, life is still the answer. See, life is not there as an answer to death. Life has been existing before death came. And that is why when life went to death, death could not conquer life. That is why, are you with me? The eternal life is not something that death can conquer. The scripture spoke about it. He said that even death could not hold him captive. Yes. That is what Jesus told you. He said, out of your belly shall flow rivers. So sometimes we test a dimension of the river of God, and then we camp there. We make it campsite, and we say, this is the best of God. What you don't know is that there are tributaries. That is what God intends to do for the body of Christ in these last days, so that every man will receive the capacity to interact with many tributaries. In years past, all we do is to test of one tributary and say that this is it. This is all we have. This is the best of the gospel. This is the best of the things that can come from what Jesus did. What they didn't know is that this is just a tributary. But what we have found out is that in this dispensation of the end of the times, that God is causing something to happen, that men will receive the capacity to drink and to give drink. It is not just that you drank. After some seasons, you can give drink. Are you with me? You see, the seasons when men come to drink and go has passed. Your capacity will be it will be low. It will not be able to produce the result that God seeks. If you don't know the way to the river, the way to the fountain, when you drink, ask of the fountain. When you see a river, don't just drink. Ask of the fountain. Because what Jesus said is that we need to get to the fountain here, and then begin to drink of many tributaries. It is the same river coming from the wellsprings of the Spirit. Give me my scripture. And when the river begins to come, one of the things that you will notice is that the river begins to water the lives of men. Give me my scripture. The river begins to water the life of men. And the river is the answer to everything. So when we give ourselves to just one river, we find out that there are many things that we cannot answer to, because those things are given to diverse tributaries, same of the Spirit. it is one spirit, but by different tributaries. And because we have not encountered them, we will live below the expectation of God. Meanwhile, he has sunk a fountain, but we have not learned the way of that fountain. What is happening with my scripture? And he showed them a pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. You don't know what the scripture is saying here. He's saying that even the throne is sustained by that flow. There is no communication of life from the throne except the river flows. Except the river flows, we will not experience the life. The river has to flow for us to know that life is domiciled somewhere. There is life somewhere in you. There is life somewhere. Your family will not know until the river flows. Your generation will not know until the river flows. Except from that throne proceeded a river of life, like pure crystal. That is the river that watered everywhere that God intended. God has intention. All he needed to do is to infuse his life into that river, is to infuse his reality into that river, is to infuse his agenda, his power, his essence into that river. And then when the river comes to you, what you will notice is that the revelation that is inherent in the river will begin to be ministered to your soul. What you will notice is that at the impact of that river is an awakening in your heart to task for things that are divine. That is what the river does to you. The advent of the river reconnects you to the things that are divine. And then on that account, you will begin to task and desire. It is that task and desire that draws you to the fountainhead. And at some point, you will learn the path, you will learn the flow. Are you with me? So that in seasons, when it seems as if the men that you learn from are no more distributing the life, because you found the way to the fountain, you are not disadvantaged, because it's not just that you receive the life from them. You follow the path, you land the river, and then you stop the fountain. And when you stop the fountain, you took your time by the hunger and thirst that is in your heart. You land the pathway of the river, you land the flow chart of the river, you land the dimensions, the flows, you land the power, you land the substance, you land the purpose of the river. So when you came out, you became a distributor yourself. You became a producer yourself. You don't depend on the circumstance. You don't depend on the surrounding, because you know how to found the fountain here. Somebody, you need to ask the Holy Ghost, by my hunger teach me. I know that the purpose and power of the river that you sunk in me has not been realized. I need to be taught. I need to be taught and educated on things that are divine. How were you able to manipulate the flow of the river? The Bible says, out of the throne, where seated the God himself and the Lamb, flow the river of crystal. Thank you.
life is the river. And it so happens that from the teaching of Jesus, from the word, the utterance of Jesus, what we are able to notice is that what Jesus did for you is to sink a fountain. Sink a fountain. And that fountain has capacity for many rivers. How many you are able to research is dependent on you. See, there are many things that are dependent on you now. One of them is to search out rivers. Another thing is to cause the flow. 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 See, this is what happens. When the river begins to flow, it begins to educate you. Begins to educate you. The next verse said in the book of Revelation chapter 22, he said that that river waters the tree of life. It is the tree of life because it is watered by the river of life. See, the believer is actually like a tree that is planted by the riverside. Where are you planted? Your destiny is dependent on where you are planted. Because seasons will come, you'll be looking for supply. I'm not saying which church are you going to. I'm saying where are you planted? Because you can be in church and die of thirst. You will not properly understand this scripture. Except maybe we go to the book of Genesis. Let me show you something. Then we come back. Genesis chapter 2. If you're there, say amen. Let's start from verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. Where is Eden? It just is. Let me read something. Revelation chapter 22, verse 1. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bear 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of nations. Did you hear what I just read? Let's go back to Genesis. Verse 10. And a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted, and became into four heads. By four heads, the scripture meant here tributaries. So, justice, where is Eden? Don't answer me. Now, for you to understand this scripture, you will have to understand verse 2. The same principle holds. Even in this matter, the principle of Todida, it is in Revelation we understood that what God was trying to do in Eden is to represent perfectly what is in heaven. to give us, are you with me, a template on the physical realm of what we need to do to spread. Remember, he told man to multiply, subdue. Where will he get the template from? So he set a template of what he actually meant, so that the man will not, in fact, he set it. So everything that is represented in heaven was represented at Eden. So when you begin to compare the scripture, because you use scripture to interpret scripture, you will now see that what was clearly shown to you in the book of Revelation as an obvious heavenly reality, what God was trying to capture at Eden, meaning that the support system of the existence that was found in Eden was because of a fountain, a river that was flowing, and then all the trees that were there survived because of the flow of that river. You with me? So, and according to the book of Revelation, the scripture made us to understand that the river flowed out of the throne. Are you getting the point? And trees were on this side and on that side, and the leaves were for the healing of the nations. These things are spiritual language. I'm not here to interpret it for you, but we can use scripture and interpret it. When you understand, are you with me? When you understand that the believer, are you with me this time around? Trees, it's not just the tree of life, that one is another thing, but the trees, they are trees. The believer is like the tree that is planted on the riverside. If it is true that you are in touch with the river of life, then the mandate is on you to bring healing to nations. See, the target of the river is not you. God is targeting the nations when he caused a fountain to be sunk in you. Are you with me now? So the target is what? Nations. So there is only one way that God has ordained to maintain and perpetuate a health for nations. It is as a result of the leaves of that tree, and the tree bears fruits and leaves as a result of that river. Are you with me? And it is a river because it is flowing, and it flows because there is a fountainhead. So this is what God does. He comes in you and sinks a fountainhead. Why are you shaking like this? And sinks a fountainhead. Then the things that survive is dependent on how much you can cause the river now that is inside of you to flow. Because he said that once that river begins to flow, it begins to give life. Begins to flow. It begins to give life. It begins to flow. Then when it came to that verse, now remember what we said, we are just looking at the fountain, the tributaries, and what? So he said, and the river went out of Eden to water the garden, and from thence it was parted and became into four heads. The name of the first was Pison. That is it which compassed the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold, and the gold of that land is good. There is Delium and onyx stone. And the name of the second river is Gihon. The same is that that compassed the whole land of Ethiopia. How many of you is intelligent in the scripture? This thing is actually straightforward. This thing, did you understand something from what we are reading? Let me finish it, then I will ask you, because it's straightforward. Every tributary has a scope, has a mandate, has a territory, has a land. Are you with me? So when you find yourself in the space of one of the tributaries, you will experience the impact so much that you will think that that is all. It is only men that have struck the fountainhead and has been there to realize how the fountain was sunk that we know that this is not all that God has for us. If this is all God has for us, then we are totally limited. Because even though we have an extent of dominion, we have brought succor to an extent because of a tributary that we are able to access. Meanwhile, an attempt to bring dominion as a result of the flow of life that came from a particular tributary in a territory and scope of influence that is beyond that of that river will be an effort in futility. Are you even following what I'm saying? You are not with me. Are you with me? I'm saying the fountainhead flows to tributaries. And for example, the scripture, remember, I have to show you from the book of Revelation and Genesis that what is represented in Genesis is the physical dimension of what is captured in Revelation. So I'm telling you that the influence of the river is brought about by the tributaries, and each tributary comes upon a territory and exerts its influence, bringing about a certain kind of result. So the scripture now said that the first river is what? Why will you follow me? Now I know why you are not following me. And the name of the first river is what? What is the territorial influence of that river? The land of Havilah. So any man that comes on that if your operation is found in that land, the Pishon will so water you. Are you with me? And when a generation functions under only the influence of the river Pishon, they will think that's the best of it. And as a matter of fact, when you see men that have explored all the river causeways, you know, like River Niger, when you and the evangelist was coming, you just crossed over. Imagine if you took that river, the same river can carry you from that place to Bayelsa, the same river can carry you from that place to the north, the same river, River Niger, one river. Are you getting the point? So imagine if you are Mungo Park, who is the guy that discovered that river self? Imagine if you are Mungo Park. For us, the greatest man, as far as that river is concerned, that's what they told us, because I believe some of our ancestors know that river more than Mungo Park. That's what I believe. But because Mungo Park can write, you better go to school, my friend. Because Mungo Park can write, they now said it's Mungo Park. Some of those white men, they said that the one that found it, they actually explored it with the help of natives. So let's assume it's Mungo Park. Okay, let's assume it's Angel Michael. So you are now the one that found the causeway from up the Niger down, and you mastered it. Master this so much so that when you appear, you can tell us what happens and what obtains at every junction, where it is deep, where it is high. By the time I'm through, I will now bring this application. Are you getting it? When I bring the application, you will find out why you are where you are. So when men master that one tributary of the river, when they appear, because of how much they have mastered it, everyone will line up. Do you know why everyone lined up? Because they have seen that man is a master. He has learned. As long as you follow that path, he can literally tell you everything you will expect at every junction. I was at Enugu Ministry one day, And when I came to that place, okay, I went with my brothers, Gochuku and Dennis. So we came to that place. It was a prayer meeting. You know, it's hard for us to hold this, our kind of prayers, outside. Because the people just come to pray. They don't know that some of the prayers we pray in the evening here, we actually start from the morning. The one they saw in video is what they thought is the prayer. So sometimes when Gochuku starts with there is somebody came and told me, why don't you start opening prayer? I say it's opening prayer. So what they say is opening prayer is, let's begin to worship God. Let's begin to worship God. El Shaddai, Elohim, the I am that I am. See, I'm not saying it's bad. Are you with me? That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, where you met the guy, you are just meeting him. You are starting from the ground. Our target is 100%. And you are starting from the ground. Meanwhile, the guy has been building from morning and he has built to 60%. So when you now came by 5, you expect him to start from the ground. He will start from where he has reached. And he's at Kawapa. That's where he is now. Are you getting the point? So you, it's like a culture shock for you. You wonder, what are these people doing? Let them allow some of us to even understand what they are doing and be flowing. See, we know that if we follow that your path, before we are through with opening prayer, from that 9, it will be 9. It will, from 5, it will be 9 in the night. Because in your church, what they do is to say opening prayer is 30 minutes or 15 minutes or 5 minutes. In this place, opening prayer is when Holy Ghost comes. If he never come, opening prayer never finish. How can you say you have opened, meanwhile the man we are waiting for has not come? You are a proud man. We are waiters. We wait until he comes. And he's a king spirit. A king spirit. You wait on him. He can take his time sometimes. he will take his time and saunter in majestically. And when he enters, you will know he came. In a moment, he will do. In 1 minute, when he enters, what will happen is an avalanche in 5 minutes. But at the end of 5 minutes, you will know that the 3 hours is nothing compared to what happened in 5 minutes. That is what compels us to wait 6 hours tomorrow. Because the impact we saw in 3 hours was so much that people couldn't survive it in 1 week. So next week we'll wait for 6 hours. If 3 hours of waiting on the King Spirit produce this kind of result, what can 6 hours do? Well, you are in a hurry now. Your pastor, as if you want to, if you are praying more than 10 minutes, they will come and give you pepper. If you do, they will come and, these men have, they don't know the Spirit. They are not interested in what he wants to do. They are interested in what they want to do. I say in these last days, we need, with Leonard Reverend, he will say, preachers. We need prophets that we preach to preachers. God is cursed because they have tried to accommodate God in their ways. Huh? But when the King Spirit comes, he comes in such a way that no flesh shall glory in his presence. So that he will not say that it's because of your organization that he began to work. Huh? The only thing that can get him to come is your agonizing. Your organization is good, but when he wants to capture and cage the move of the Spirit, he will break out. He's a king spirit. He's not the one you can do like a charm and put in the pocket and do like this. He can decide not to come. Just because he moved mightily yesterday, he can decide not to come today, and you will lie on the ground and say, Baba, come now. Baba, come now. He will tell you, Shebi, I told you to wake up by 1 and pray for 30 minutes. and you did night call with that damsel. And then when you are tired by 3 a.m., you now prayed. You now gave him your tired hour. You don't know. There is what we call the dew, the freshness. Those days you are still fresh, you won't pray now. You press your phone. Then when you are tired, you will now be praying in tongues and your heart is not there. You'll be doing shabalala, 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 shabalala. Make the no say, I no pray 1 hour today, shabalala, shabalala. Okay, go and sleep, my friend. God, the king cannot come like that. He will have to look from his throne and behold your heart. And when he sees it, there is no summon, there is no hunger there. He will stay where he is. Because there are things that beckons on him. And those things cannot come from the energy of the flesh. There are things that came from him. He put it there like hunger and burden. When it comes back to him as a response, he begins to come majestically. Sometimes you didn't tell him to come, but because of the chords that you have struck in the spirit, he will just invade your privacy. You will know that your room is filled with men. There are days that we wake up and pray, and we know we are many. When you rise in the spirit, then your voice will echo. When you make a decree, then the territory will know that a man spoke. A voice that thunders. Huh? Yes, spirits will carry it. And they will ferry it to the depths of the earth. Even in hell, Satan will respond to your cry. So when we began to pray, I came. They were doing some things. I come and I told the person on the mic to set it like this. The guy was almost fighting me. He thought we are doing carnal business. Just because all of us are wearing clothes, all of us are not normal. Just because me and you, we are wearing traditional, we are not normal. You think I'm joking? Even this laugh. It's only Satan that knows that this is not a laugh. Actually, there are two spirits that came to resist us today. If I'm a servant of God, we arrest them. We have done this business for long. So what I now did was I told them to set some things on the voice. They didn't even do it well, and then the keyboard and some things. I was telling, Satan entered one guy and was trying to spoil what we are doing. So I told the guys that this is what you need to do. Do it like this. After some time, we'll now do this one. After some time, then this will happen. You were in the car, and when we are coming back, and the man said that the thing is science. It's He said he has found out that there is science to prayer. There is mathematics, like there is something you add and get this. Because I actually told him what will happen before it happened. And I told him how it will happen. And I told him what you need to do for it to happen. Do you know what I was doing there? I was functioning like Mungo Park. It's Mungo Park. Yes. I have passed that river. I know the junctions. I know the causeways. I know where it is deep. I know where it's shallow. I know where to speed. I know when to be calm. I know when the journey is still far.
But you won't know. You just think, just because you came and prayed, like people like Precious Okafor. He will come and do I will come and touch him and say, bro, this thing you are doing, is it moving your heart? Because if it's not moving your heart, it can't move the heart of God. You will not do it like this. Papa. Papa. So for him, his dimension is a pervasant. If it doesn't happen in 1 hour, then there is no hope. But sometimes we start the journey. Before I started, I know it will take 8 hours. But when they call, look at the way they said 8 hours. He said, hey. We are not more afraid of time. We are not motivated by time. Do you know who is the Holy Spirit? If we take him 1,000 days to come, I will wait. When he comes, he will do in 1 minute what 1,000 years can do. 1,000 years. Yes. Yes. By the Holy Spirit, the angel Gabriel told the woman, he said that he shall conceive. And when the woman believed it, in that moment, she took delivery of eternity in her womb. In one moment of faith or believing, eternity entered the womb. You don't know the Holy Ghost yet. When I found out, I'll wait. If it doesn't come, it's more important to me than anything. So because the reason why you are here is because me and him, we have interacted long enough that is now rubbing off in such a way that you can come to drink from it. I'm teaching you, what I'm trying to teach you is that the path to the fountain himself, so that you will know and understand how the head functions. And then see from the head, because it's when you look from the fountain head, you will now see the tributaries. Huh? Because if you look from the tributaries, you won't see others. The only thing you can see, are you getting the point? I'm taking you back to the fountain head, because when you look from the fountain head, you see other tributaries. But when you look from one tributary, you can only assume that all of the operations of God is summed up in one river. And you can live and die experiencing one dimension of that river. Meanwhile, the capacity and power, the life-giving power that is given to that tributary, can only be experienced when you find yourself under the environment where it is powerful. Are you with me? So when you suddenly find yourself elsewhere, you will now notice that it seems as if you are no more powerful. Is it the same Holy Ghost that I used? And then when I did, people fell under power. The same life. He said, you minister Holy Ghost baptism. He said, tell someone, such as I have, I give to you. And the person received Holy Ghost baptism. Then lust came into your heart. You cannot expel it. It's the same life that you used to expel lust. Then sickness came into your body. Then witches came into your territory. Beyond praying, witches die. This one. The way to permanently deal with that is to saturate everywhere with life. Satan can't survive there. You know, Satan can't survive. Just like the believer can't survive in an environment that is filled with death. In such a way, Satan, demons, they can't survive in an environment of life. They have to live. Saturate it. They can't penetrate.
becomes an environment that is cultured, that is tempered, certain things can happen. Are you with me? When you dig deep in this matter, one of the things you will experience is what Oswald J. Smith calls the power of explosive affection. That is how you deal with everything that has that is aligned to the oppressions of the spirit in our soul, like sin, addictions. Is the power of explosive affection. So when you give yourself to this river, this is what it does. It will be coming with force in this direction, and it begins to expunge by its flow what the other affection has brought in your soul. Are you with me? So the explosive affection is as a result of the fact that life came to take away death. So death leaves your life and soul as much as you have experienced the life of the river. Are you getting my point? That is why the fountain has not flowed enough. When it flows enough, it will expunge by a new affection the former affection. So it is like a wrong, and one direction is a green still on the wrong, representing the river of life. Then on the other wrong is red, representing whatever has been put in your life as a stronghold, as an oppression of darkness. All you need is for life to be flowing as a river flowing. And then over time, you will look for that, you will not see. Are you with me? It's an explosive affection, such that two cannot cohabit. Eh? As one is gaining ground in your heart, the other leaves as a result of the fact that the other one is gaining more ground. So in the real context of the flow of this eternal river, what God intended is that when this river begins to flow, when I mean the river flow, I don't just mean you falling under power or drinking and be drunk in the Holy Ghost. That's not really what I meant. That one is just manifestations of the reality of that river. I mean, the river carries life. And if it is true, every death that is in your soul, in your body, will be expunged at the rate at which you have interacted with the tributaries of that river. Are you with me? So if there are places where you experience weakness and defeat, is as a result of the fact that you are not yet educated in the flow. Because when the river flows long enough, it will expunge it, because it is a river, it carries it. What it will leave behind is life and fruitfulness. So it became obvious by the time we had that result that day that I am Mungo Park, that I have learned the causeways. Meanwhile, when you begin to look at the oppressions of the fountainhead from that dimension only, you will think that that is all God ordained to water the whole of Eden, or rather water the whole of the garden. You will know that what we are seeing from just one tributary, there are many, and that is God's target in the last days. In the days of our fathers, we will come and say, God used Catherine Kuman mightily in healing, and the Holy Spirit and manifestations of the Holy Spirit, that we are looking for the mantle of Catherine Kuman. So all men we gather, all a generation is doing is just to learn one river. And then we say it's Kenehegi, and all a generation is doing is learning one tributary. So all their life, some people, all they experience is just one river. As a matter of fact, even in the experiential dimension, the scripture said, Acts chapter 2 verse 4, I'm trying to, help me, somebody help me and quote it, Holy Spirit, help me. It's enough. And they began, my point is, and they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. There is a particular verse I'm looking for there. There is a point I need to make. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues. Let me, Holy Spirit. There is something I'm looking for. I'm looking for Kayanos. Who can help me? I just want to make reference. It's not part of my story. See, this is what I want to bring across to you. The word new tongues is the word Mark chapter 16 said, "These signs shall follow them that believe," right? "In my name they shall," "they will speak in new tongues." That word new is kainos. Do you know what it means? It means, find the mic. Where is the mic? We want to test something now. If I point to somebody, you give the person the mic. My brother already knows we are coming his part. Go and give that my brother. Just speak in tongues into the mic. Let me know if it's still the tongues that you were speaking when you were in Makod. Are you afraid? The Bible said it was Paul that said, "I will speak." So that means, you, when we say speak, you can speak. Oh yeah, you can speak now. Okay, just whatever he is. If I'm the one, it's an opportunity to light up here with fire. Saturate everywhere with something. So when you begin, even in praying in tongues, there is what we call fresh kainos. That means one of the ways to actually measure whether somebody is growing in God is, I know you won't believe, I know you will think this is, but we do it, is to check the progression of your tongues. If after 3 years is kurima sherima, kurima sherima barama burima, after 3 years, there are places. When you pray in tongues more, people will begin to fall like kurima. The reason why they are being like this kurima is because their tongue have finished. So they need to fall on the ground so that you will not see it. Mama. After 3 years, mama. At least change to papa. So that. You don't know the fountainhead. If you know it, there is what we call kairos. Fresh. You don't know what God ordained for you. There is a way you pray, you enter a place, and you will begin to speak tongues you have never spoken before. You know, I have prayed in tongues for long, but this one is new. You need to experience it often. That is the one that have capacity to cause your soul to rest. The Bible says that this is the rest wherewith I will cause my people to rest. Say, with a stammering lips and unknown tongues will I what? Speak unto these people. Say, kairos. So even in tongues, there are tributaries. I'm telling you, sometimes part of the reason why people ascend quickly when you lead prayers is because of the fact that you came with new tongues that day. I teach you a secret. Sometimes when you want to lead prayer, ask God for fresh tongues. Actually, the word is fresh utterance. Utterance is not just in teaching. Utterance is even in praying. Fresh utterance. As a matter of fact, should I teach you something else in prayer? When two people pray in tongues, even though we are praying in tongues, our word bank is not the same thing. But we are praying in tongues. But your word bank and my word bank in the spirit is not the same. My utterance is larger and far reaching. Reason is because I've expanded my word bank. I know. Let me leave it. Maybe some of you don't know that. These are dynamics. That is why when I'm speaking down my own tongues, it will be striking you. When you are speaking your own, you know they do anything. You know they even move you. You will be speaking your own tongue, it will be falling. It will be falling like, no, be so. It will not be doing that. It will be, sometimes it will be doing, it will want to go up, it will come down. It will want to go up, it will come down. But you will just hear somebody. It's not about the shouting. If you like, close your eyes. If I just start small, it won't take 2 minutes. At least 5 people will go under power. It won't take 2 minutes. What's the difference between my get mic and do your own? Sivataba Verenebahide Kupenai Sita Vara. When you speak it, angels will understand. They will start acting. Because it's you that think I'm saying the same thing with you, but me, I know I'm giving angels. I'm telling them this is how we need to act. Go to the guy at the back. Touch him at the belly. Go to the guy at the left. Touch him. So sometimes I will stand here. I'm doing cannibal. Caesar. Ferenebahai. In your own mind, I'm just speaking in your own tongues. You need fresh. Just put your hand here and say something fresh. Something fresh. 1 minute, something fresh. The demons in your territory is used to that kurima, kurima. They need to hear something else. Don't come back this night with the same thing. New wells are dug. Rivers are flowing. New utterances are granted. Men will speak and things will respond. Liberate. You are not praying. Cementela. Rababatalia parataka sabela. Benta bakuta. Kanamanti bakatala. Iambetetela.
atapatatatada mambe tukatuka patala samba takataka mbetalia.
In Jesus mighty name we pray. Ezekiel chapter 47, let's close it. Ezekiel chapter 47. You know what I'm seeing now? You know what I'm seeing? You are correct. You don't know. I thought you would say you know. You know what I'm seeing now? It's possible you can know. You know what I'm seeing? Do you know what I'm seeing? Why? Do you know you can press? Try to see if you can know. Try. Let's even try and see if you can know. Let's try this thing. Let's try this. Let me see if there is. If you know, just raise your hand. Let me find out. Let me find out. You have 30 seconds. Sevarahata. In Jesus' name. Who is speaking me? Father, let me even do it this way. If it's from the Holy Spirit, then one of you should know. I'm not special. The person that is special is the Holy Spirit. That means if he's showing or telling me something, he can also tell you. He's telling me what he wants to do. Who picked anything? Did you pick any? You see, if you pick something, you need faith to say it. And in fact, for the fact that you said it, I will consider you higher than the one that knew. And he didn't say, you now meet me on WhatsApp after now. I say, so at that time you are saying, no, I was thinking the same thing, but I thought it was my thought. I was seeing the same thing. You are a babe, my friend. Can't grow like that. Even when you see things and hear things, you still need faith to speak it out. What are you seeing? What do you hear? Trees planted by the riverside. How many? Who again saw? What do you see? What did you see? Oh yeah, what did you perceive? Baptisms. What kind of baptism? What baptism into the river? Of the grace in the house. Yes. Four wires. Life wires. The Aaron's rod that boarded. Wow. What do you see? Four horses. Hose that carries water. Does it mean you know the sea?
because me, I know you see. Don't come and tell me on WhatsApp. What did you see? Huh? New dimension. Chief says, shout it, I can hear. Access. Amen. What did you see? Speak louder. Bunch of keys. What do you see? I want somebody more specific. I want people to be more specific. Because this thing is not for everybody. Eh? Scrolls being handed out. How many? Then you just sit down, don't worry. Just speak here. Huh? What? Quick me. Precious. Ahead. How many? There is a specific number I'm looking for. I need two more people, then I will continue. I just need us to, sometimes it's good to practice. Okay, what did you see? What did you perceive? Even intuition you didn't have, in a lie. I don't believe you. Even you too. Huh? What the people said are correct, but I'm looking for the specific number. So say your own. Don't be afraid to say your own. How did you come about it? See, these things God will do for many people, but there are seven specific people. Seven. It is seven. Why didn't you have faith to say it? The guy is not doing his head like this. I told you people, you need faith. None of us got here. Do you know? The few times I tried word of knowledge, I almost died. I said, you come to people like this and you lie. You don't lie. Your ministry don't end. You that don't have ministry is afraid of your ministry ending. You don't have anything, you are afraid. If you can't say it, is he on a crusade ground, you can say it. If you make mistake here, all of us know you are learning. If you go on a crusade ground, hey. So the guy is shaking his head. So it is correct. God is actually doing something heavy.
He's doing something heavy specifically in the life of seven people.
Huh?
And then the resultant of the work that is as a result of a new instrument that is brought in their life. Just as she said, it's like a fountain, but it will take the people deep. And the Holy Spirit said that he will begin to teach this man his ways. See, you are not educated in the things of the Spirit just because you researched. Actually, the re-education is because it is revealed to you. So except the Spirit takes you by hand on the path, you will be inexperienced even after 10 years of your research work. Something deep will happen now. Are you ready? How do you want to do it, Holy Spirit? Ezekiel chapter 47. And afterward he brought me again unto the door of the house, and behold, waters issued out from under the threshold of the house eastward, for the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the outer gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. Are you with me? Are you following? Are you following? Ezekiel chapter 47. I said, peace, are you following? Obviously, you are not following. Somebody bring water for her. Are you following? If you are, this is the wrong time to miss it. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward, he measured what? Remember, what we are teaching actually is that in this river there is fountain, there is tributary, there is intensity. Are you with me? Actually, that is consistent with every oppression of the spirit. Every oppression of the spirit has a fountain, has tributaries, and has intensities. Are you getting the point? Are you with me? Are you with me? So when the Bible speaks about the seven spirits of God, it's not that the Holy Spirit is seven. The best way to understand this is to understand tributaries. Then when he talks about this river increasing, he talks about different intensities of the spirit, the same spirit intensities, the same spirit. That is to show you that even when you step into a river, that the best you are experiencing in one tributary is not the highest that can be seen in it, just one. So when 1,000 cubits is measured to you, what we notice is that many people is operating at ankle level, one tributary. So after 10 years of prayer ministry, God called me this year and said, come, let me teach you prayer. Huh? I know you know prayer. This guy is a man of prayer. Maybe you now pray down UNN now. Come put some structures in the territory and block the principality. Me, I never learn. And God said, no, it's not my opinion. God said this year, let me teach you prayer. I said, yes, sir. Because you have known, that's why you stopped growing. I said, the same tributary can be increased. A new measure will bring you to a layer of functionality that you never knew existed. And it's such that when it comes, it will make nonsense of what you have seen before. I say, you are rejoicing in nothing. That's what I'm telling you. Guess what? Because of the fact that we have stayed long in the wilderness, so anytime we see water, we camp at whatever level we see it. People are so contented in seeing water that they are not interested in the water increasing, the water level increasing. I say there are intensities. There are intensities in the oppressions of God that is in your life. It is such that even the first layer, you have not experienced all the depths thereof. It has to reach a point where the river itself carries you. The oppressions of the spirit is such that it will get to a point where people cannot distinguish whether you operate by your will or you operate by the spirit. It is such that it seems as if your will is meshed with the will of the spirit. So when that man appears, he will be functioning. Are you with me? He will be functioning. You won't know whether he is the one or the Holy Spirit, because as of that time, he has been meshed to the overflow dimension. When such men appear, a dimension of God will begin to operate just because they are there. They spoke about Catherine Kuhlman. They said if Catherine Kuhlman appears in Atinewe like this, all the churches of Atinewe will be experiencing healing. It doesn't matter what your pastor is talking about. People will be getting up from the wheelchair. Things will be happening. Just like Lester Sumrall that enters a city and light will shine. He's just passing. Because he's passing. Because you are in your family, let it be an excuse for God to work in your family. Whether people deserve it or not is not the issue. Just because you are there, even people that say, you are praying too much, they are sustained by your influence, and your altar is an overflow. You don't even have time to pray for them, but the overflow that came from your altar waters their life. That is God's intent. You don't know that men come to God not because you preach too much, but because something came out of your life. It overflowed from them. The day they shook your hands, and the curses and the bad luck that is in their life dried up. They shook your hands, and next month they got married. Meanwhile, five people has proposed to them in the last 10 years. They never got married, but they shook your hands. What is in your hands? Say overflow. Overflow. You sat on a seat and men sat on it, and cancer dried up. You didn't have time to pray. It's overflow. Somebody told me that he is deaf. The guy was deaf for 1 year, and he was listening to one of my messages, our messages. When he came to the point that they were ministry healing, I said, deaf ear, open. The thing did boom. I said, what is in a message? Message that I preached last year is still healing people this year. Say overflow. Your sister drag your new top with you. Your sister that is not serious with God drag the new top and use it to go for party, and he came back normal. Satebe Sikabas. Oh, my word won't be normal. When I'm here, bring the person here. When I'm here, my word can be normal. Let me tell you, in the next 10 minutes, bring the person forward. In the next 10 minutes, Jesus will pass here. In the next 10 minutes, why will you be number? Why?
cry in the next 2 minutes. Touch me so deep that my father will know. Touch me so deep that my campus will know. There is yet a depth. There is yet a river. There is yet an intensity. There is yet a tributary. Oh my God! Ah! I feel a garment from heaven. Saliaba.
To teach you.
he's coming. He's coming now. He's coming. 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 You from heaven. Oh no, it will be too strong. The marks will be left on you. The marks, the marks. The energy that will be transferred will be too strong.
Let me have finger out. We consecrate this place. Oh my God. Sabental Rekota Stapata Pinatal Rapata Papinatele Paniaka Sumbrete Piliakate Epetete Benekuta Sambratatela Bruskapa Abrekopanaham Betali. No, no, God is working. God is working. God is working. He's 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 working. Close your eyes wherever you are. Just close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. from today, you can't stay at this place. There is somebody, you are still being dragged. Bring her out. God is working. Bring her out. It's increasing. I say you can't be here. Drag them. Holy Ghost. Drag them. Pull them. Bring them out. Help me and bring this young lady. The hand of God is strong on her. She's the one I'm actually looking for. God showed me and I saw a lady that there is fire on her right hand. Fire on your right hand. Fire. Oh! There is a divine magnetic pull. Find your stream, my friend. Find it. It's a pull. It's a drawing. So strong. Pull. At the count of seven, the Holy Ghost will pull again. We pull many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Raise your hands towards me. Close your eyes. Let me pull you. Jesus. Don't enjoy him. Take it easy. I'm through. But there are two people. There are two people. No, you need to come up. You need to come up.
You need to come up. Holy Spirit, I ask you, pull them, pull them, pull them, pull them, pull them. You can't stay at this plane of experience. Pull them, Holy Ghost. Listen, listen. Just close your eyes once again. Those two people. Listen, listen. God will pull this. Just close your eyes. Pull them. Pull them, Holy Spirit. Pull them. Pull them. Pull them. Pull them, pull them, pull them, pull them, pull. 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 No, it's too strong, 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 it's too strong. I see the two, they are coming. They are coming, 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 they are coming. We drag them in. 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 I pull you. That's the pool. 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 Pull out faster, stronger. That's it. That's it. That's it. In Jesus' mighty name.